I've participated in a poetry slam in which I have to read aloud the poem that written by myself, and some of my classmates share their poetry as well. So I think it's really an impressive experience that through the reading aloud of poems, I can understand. I have some new realization of the meaning of the poem, and because emotion, feeling, and some gesture is used. So I think this is the most memorable English language learning experience.
Well, that's interesting, and I think poem, like you said, contains a lot. It's driven by a lot of emotion in order for a poet to come up with the piece. So I just want to know, when you're writing a poem, like, what goes through your mind?
I think probably some experience from my daily life. They can help. They are really inspiring when I'm writing a poem.
So, what approach would you use when you, aside from daily life, like how would you organize your poem, or like what kinds of poems do you usually write about?
Free verse. I think most of my poems is free verse because it is very very liberal. You can express your feelings spontaneously without any constraint. And I will observe the outdoor, the fields, scenery from different senses.
Interesting. And I think it requires a lot of observation in order to gather that kind of inspiration. And I want to know, do you read in order to get inspiration to write poems?
Yeah, I read. I will read some poem in Chinese because I love Chinese poets. Like, it's a Chinese poet that gives me a lot of inspiration. And through his poem, I try to relate his feelings to my experience, and then think of whether I can feel his situation as well.
I see. So, you know, sometimes when people write poems, they may get stuck in the creative process. So what would you do if you get stuck in writing a poem?
I will walk on the grass. The most memorable English reading experience that I've taken a course called political philosophy, and then we can have some lesson on the grass. It's very romantic and a brand new experience.
That's great. So, in your English, you know, classes, what is the most recent work that you've read?
The recent it's about linguistics. I forgot the name. Sorry. But if you want to know what literature I've read, Oedipus the King.
I see. So just one final question. So overall, because we've talked a lot about writing poems, so I figured out we should, you know, end the interview by asking an overview of poem. If a person wants to improve their inspiration or enhance their parameters in writing poems, like, what advice would you give them?
Read more and observe the surrounding things. Because all the things around you is the inspiration for the work.